Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help you unleash your God-given purpose. How can God turn around the life, any life, caught up in drugs, with mental illness, and use that life to save others? This is our story today of our very special guest, Greg Takemura. Before we start our interview, we want to take a minute to remind you the reason that we have this show, The Good Life. It is to lead you to the hope of Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him, no matter what you are going through. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed His blood for all of us. He was buried and raised on the third day. He was raised to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. His mercies are new every single day. Remember that, because today He is calling you. Our guest is Greg Takemura. He is an award-winning resident manager, the founder of Hope and Peace Internet Incorporated, a nonprofit aimed at educating youth and adults on the consequences of tobacco and drugs. He is also an ordained pastor and a motivational speaker. Greg received his bachelor's degree in business from the University of Hawaii and lives here in Honolulu with his family. Greg, welcome to the show.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're so excited. Greg, you know, we have so much to cover. I love your testimony, and we really want to get it out there. Let's kind of start where you started. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Hawaii. I was born and raised here. I spent most of my life here in Hawaii, but my father passed away at age 30. Mm-hmm. So when I was 8, my mother took us across the nation, trying to settle down and find a place for her to raise a family. So we pretty much traveled between L.A. and New York. We went all the way as far north as Montreal and ended up back in Los Angeles.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we settled there for about a year and ended up moving back to Hawaii.
Wow. And who in that time, those growing up years, who was the greatest influence on your life, especially in all
you
that
know,
moving?
My mother was always the guy, you know, the driving force. Mm. It's hard to imagine. We were really, really close. But my mother was always spiritually grounded. Mm. She was always keeping the family tight. We didn't grow up really going to church a lot, but we always believed and we always praised God for all that we had. We struggled. She struggled
very much. Greg, do you have siblings? Excuse me. Do you
have
siblings?
Yes, I have one sister. She's in San Francisco, and we're
older or younger?
She's younger. We're really close.
Okay.
It wasn't always like that. There was a long period of time when I was. When I was addicted to drugs and I was doing all the wrong things, mm-hmm. and we kind of drifted apart, but we always loved each other. Mm-hmm. She just didn't understand mm-hmm. the disease.
Mm-hmm. Greg, mm-hmm. we want to kind of share that with our listeners because you have such a story of triumph over some of these really critical issues. But when you were in your growing up years, when did you accept Jesus Christ for yourself?
You know, I was grounded in Jesus. I was grounded in religion mm-hmm. from a really early age. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was barely able to walk, my mother used to always take us to Sunday school. And, you know, I grew up in a really unique family. My father was Buddhist. My mother was Mormon. She went to a Catholic school. We lived with an aunt that was Jehovah's Witness, so it was very different. We all went to a Protestant church.
A Christian smorgasbord.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, we we all believed, and mm-hmm. we all had the faith, mm-hmm. and we all knew that everything we ever had was always because of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I just got a little misguided, and I got lost. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really, really difficult. My mother was a single mom, and she lost her husband early in life. She had two kids, a mortgage to a house, mm-hmm. a bunch of medical bills. It was incredible. So she mm-hmm. sold the place. She sold the house, took us all over the nation trying to find a cheap place to live. We ended up in L.A. and now back in Hawaii. She worked really hard mm-hmm. just to support us. So because she was always working, I was pretty much a lock and key boy. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I pretty much had the run of the house and out of the house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was exposed to a lot of people. And I got caught up in drugs pretty early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was really good at hiding it. Mm-hmm. No one ever imagined that I was using drugs. Because I was always pretty academic. As a matter of fact, when I was 19, I was already in the executive office at Sheraton Waikiki.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I was always working. I just couldn't hang on to my jobs. Mm.
So as you are growing mm. up and you have this sort of dual personality or dual life, right? An inner spirit and sort of what everyone else knew about you. What was it like to keep up that persona, that challenge? What were those challenges like?
It was difficult. You know, the good thing was because of my background, because of my upbringing mm-hmm. Based on religion, I was always helpful. So although I was out there using drugs, I was always someone that everyone could always depend on mm-hmm. to help them. Or if they always said, if I ever needed anything, Greg would always be there to help me. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason why I made so many friends and I was able to have such good jobs. It was mm-hmm. because people love me and I love people. Mm-hmm. And the only thing was I could never hang on to the job mm-hmm. because of my addiction. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say
Greg, did you have grandparents here?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, my grandmother came in. She was born in Japan. She immigrated here. She started a farm. Her first job was vegetable farming. Mm-hmm. And then later on, my grandmother and grandfather went on to do peacocky farming. So we had one of the largest peacocky farms on the island.
Wow.
We supplied most of the peacocky to the island, the downtown, airport, Mo'ili'ili. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our family was pretty prominent and well-known. Matter of fact, a few times when my family was featured on the Honolulu Advertiser. But yeah,
wow.
Anyway,
wow. Mm-hmm.
It was hard work. I'm going to say this: my family grounded me in three good things. First, they grounded me in religion. They grounded me in work ethics, mm. and they grounded me with good values,
mm.
which is the reason why I was able to overcome all that I did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was all in the name of God. Mm-hmm. It was through God and through the morals that my family instilled in me.
Mm.
And, you know, and that's exactly what Scripture does.
Yeah.
Scripture grounds you in good morals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me, your story and what you're talking about reminds me of the scripture that many of us parents cling to that says, raise up a child in the way he should go. And when he is, you know, older, he will not stray. You know, there is a period sometimes when us as parents, we don't know what's going on with our kids. We're praying for our kids and they maybe have gone wayward. But there is promise in that scripture, and what you're talking about is, you know, if you put those values and morals into your children as they're growing up, they will come back to them, right? They will come back to them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell a lot of kids, today, I'm able to preach, and I'm able to say what I say because I've actually overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell a lot of kids, do you want to be the wisest man on the planet? Even adults. Do you guys want to be a wise person? You ever seen a pastor who didn't have the right answers? And the answer is usually no. The pastor's usually always has the correct answer. Why? Because he studies the scripture, and through scriptures and the teachings, we become very wise. So you want to be a very wise person,
yeah.
Read the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the scripture that I will open your eyes, and you will be able to see where before you weren't able to see and recognize.
Absolutely. Every answer. So you talk a little bit, Greg, about not being able to hold on to a job. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, but let's talk a little bit more about that. There are many people, I'm sure, that are listening who are in that space or know somebody who's just really struggling. And we want to talk about, what was your turning point? When did it all begin to crash, and how did it all begin to make sense again? I love what we just talked about for our parents, to give them hope that no matter where your children are and how far they've gone astray, we're going to come back and talk about the promise and the hope of the Lord that they will come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And we're talking to our very special guest today, Greg Takemura. If you'd like to hear the entire show from front to back, maybe you just joined us, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find this podcast, listen to it, download it. And if there's somebody that God puts on your heart to share it with, please send them the link and they can listen to it themselves. This is a wonderful story of Greg Takemura. He and his sister were raised by their single mom after their father died at the age of 30, tragically. He, like many other youth, grew up, as he says, as a lock and key child, often home alone for hours, really with no supervision. And over time, that led him into drugs and really a life filled with challenge. But you would never know that, as Greg tells us, because he was a smart, extremely likable young man, easily got jobs, but could really never hold them. Greg, welcome back to our show. You talked to us a little bit about that season of kind of living this double life and really not being successful in what you wanted to do. Tell us more about those challenges in those years.
You know, it's funny you should even say that. If I were to tell you the amount of jobs that I had, it would take up 15 minutes
wow.
or more. Wow. I mean, I would just be going listing off all of the jobs that I acquired. But, you know, throughout my life, I always believed that somehow God was going to help deliver me. I used to pray all the time. And, you know, here I was thinking that he was just going to release me and cure me and everything would be just fine. And it wasn't that simple, you know, because I wasn't obedient. I wasn't obedient. But you know, he was patient with me, and I was one of those guys where I had an outer body experience from using too much drugs. But, anyway, I am getting away from the topic. We were talking about jobs. So I worked a lot of jobs, and God always had his hand on me. We so often lose our jobs, but you know what? God has instruction, and he's very patient. And through everything, I always believed that he would deliver me. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I struggled, and I persevered. And every time I lost a job, I was able to regain another job. And the only reason for that was perseverance. So he gives us this. He gives us the drive. A lot of times we don't realize it, but he always has his hand on us. Yeah. And we have to always realize that he never left us, and we always have to believe. And through his instructions, we can better ourselves in every circumstance and progress and move forward. Anyway.
So true. So very true.
I don't know. I had a wonderful life. If I were to relive it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, God had his hand on me, and I was actually instructed that there is no such thing as a bad thing. You know, we say that God is punishing me or God is testing me. And you know what? God does none of these things. God is only love. And you know, and through him, we can overcome everything.
Absolutely.
And it was only because of his instructions that I was able to overcome. And I was able to progress. And we can never help others unless we have been there and done that. And because of all of my failures and persevering, I'm able to today tell my story and give instructions for others to follow to better their lives.
When you talk about telling your story, what did that look like? What did, you know, everybody says there's a rock bottom point where, you know, it's just you and Jesus. How did God help you through those very, very difficult moments? What did that look like?
I actually had my own family have a TRO on me.
Wow.
But guess what? That wasn't even a bad thing. That was a good thing. And the reason for that is, although I felt like it was a curse at the time, it was a thing that actually made me realize how awful of a person I was for my own family to do that to me. And I had to turn around and make things better. And I did. And then today I say to a lot of people that through things like that, I was able to overcome because I was given instructions on how to overcome.
Greg, let's go a little deeper. Help us, our listeners, understand these instructions.
What are some of the scriptures?
What are some examples?
Of examples of?
Like, if you lost a job, how did you go about getting another job?
Oh, if I lost a job, how would I go about getting another job? I never gave up. I never gave up. I always knew that somehow I was going to overcome. I just had to find myself. I had to find out who I was and what made me be the kind of person I became. And then I had to follow instructions. I realized that I was really poor at listening and following instructions. So that's where I turned to Scripture. And through Scripture, I was able to overcome. You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous, they have the 12 steps, and they have a lot of instructions at drug addiction programs. And they all say that we need to find a power greater than ourselves that will restore us to sanity. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. Yeah. I needed to find a power greater than myself. And then I needed to let go of everything, leave everything, and take up my cross and follow Christ, which is what I did.
Did you go through any of those programs?
I did. I've been through every drug treatment program under the sun.
And there were
some that I graduated 3, 4, 5 times. Yeah, I mean, my life was really, really horrible. It was challenging, but, you know, I just knew that Christ would save me. And I knew that he was always with me. And I knew he had his hand on me. And anyway, it's what saved me. Yeah. It's what made me stronger. It's what caused me to never give up. And never give up on myself because I had Christ on my side.
You know, Greg, you talk about how, you know, your family was really close. Your mom, your sister, yourself. What was it like for your family as they watched, you know, you go through all of this?
You know, it's funny you should even mention that because my mother actually lost faith because of the kind of guy I was. And you know what? Because of God's timing is perfect. And because of his teachings and because of him having watched over me, I was able to overcome everything. And today, my mother's faith is stronger than ever because of what she sees in me.
Wow.
It's been really an adventure. I tell a lot of people, especially women, I say, you know, I'm going to say this. It's scripture that says, to honor thy mother and thy father. And the one thing I always told my mother is, should I ever get my life together again, I will take care of you for the rest of your life. And she laughed at, like, yeah, right, you can't even take care of yourself. But you know what? I strived, and that was one of the focuses in my life, was to make my life good enough where I could make sure that I took care of her. And you know exactly what I do today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm able to take care of her, and she trusts in me.
You know,
be able to...
yeah, you know that we, our listeners, so many of them, I know they're listening in, and I'm sure they're identifying with maybe a lost child, you know, someone that's gone astray, and they're concerned, and maybe even losing hope, maybe even losing faith that anything good can come of this. What advice do you give to those parents, those family members, as they are sitting and waiting for change?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, for those sitting and waiting, God's timing is perfect. So, you know, it's up to us to make the change. We have to learn to give up our old ways and take up His. And, you know, it's scripture. It says, my ways are not grievous. My ways are not hard. His ways are actually so simple, it would only follow it. And you know what? There are only two scriptures, the two greatest scriptures in the Bible. It says, to love your father with all your heart, and to love each other as you would love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if we turn to our Father and we love each other and we make things simple, life can be so much better. You know, I just had a phone call a couple of days ago, and a woman was telling me that her mother just recently passed, and how she's got all these things, and how all these things that she's got to go through with her mom, you know, that her mom owned, mm-hmm. and that her brother had taken the condo from her, and you know, anyway, it all ends up with the topic of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell a lot of guys that, you say, you know what, Jesus said to let everything go and to pick up your cross and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make money and things such a priority, life can be so much easier.
Yeah.
I had to let go of a lot of things.
Mm.
And I had to make a lot of other things priority. So one of the priorities I made was family, my mother. And then I had to make mm-hmm. sure that I had my friends who tried to take care of me at one time.
Mm.
And then I had to try to make other things up. You know, there was one woman that actually told me, you know what, she broke up with a boyfriend and she found this other guy. And she said, you know, I said, how is this thing going with this guy? And she said, I love him. He has his life together. She used another word. And that was something that stuck with me. I said, you know, if I can only get my life together, then I can find someone that would respect me, and life would become better for myself.
Mm.
You know, I worked really hard with trying to get my finances together. I worked really hard to trying to pay people back, and you know, I did it little at a time.
Mm.
I was working my first job after having my spinal meningitis and two strokes was throwing newspapers. It took me 8 years to learn to read and write and walk again.
Wow.
I was in mental institutions, care homes, nursing homes, homelessness. God, I jumped off a building head first. I just wanted to end it.
Mm.
I did federal time, I did state time, I did county time, I did everything.
Wow.
I was 15 years on probation. I was on Social Security disability for 15 years. And, you know, through all of that, today I'm a resident manager for a high-rise, and I'm an award-winning resident manager.
Amen.
I take care of my mom full-time.
Mm-hmm.
I run a 501c3. I do motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I do devotionals. I'm a ordained pastor. And when I can or have a little time, I help coach paddling for different kinds of people.
Yeah.
But
Greg, I don't want to, we're going to take a quick break because I just,
sure.
I want to really share more about, yes, exactly what you're doing now and how God has truly blessed and changed your life. And talk a little bit more about some of the things, including your nonprofit, Hope and Peace. We're going to take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, let's talk a lot more about why you started it and what the goal is and some of the other things that you're doing today, because it really is a story of absolute change. Greg Takimura, he has been through so much. But like he says, perseverance is key. Scripture is critical. And just holding on to the promises that Jesus gave us, that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that if we would just pick up our cross and follow him, he would bless our lives. Stay with us. We're with Greg Takimura.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, it's Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maurer in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're having a great day today talking with Greg Takimura. Welcome back to our show. Greg Takimura overcame many challenges. We were just talking about some of them, and you know, there were many. And Greg, you talked about trying to commit suicide. You talked about going through mental illness treatment and all kinds of treatment multiple times. But at one point, the Lord just intervened and you went on to receive a bachelor's business degree from the University of Hawaii. You're a successful resident manager, an ordained pastor, a motivational speaker. And out of your life experience, you founded your own nonprofit, Hope and Peace. What motivated you to start that nonprofit?
Well, what I had mentioned that I had spinal meningitis, encephalitis, and two strokes. What motivated me to do that was back then I had I'm sorry, my alarm's going off. But back then, what happened was I had an outer body experience, so. After the strokes, I had an out-of-body experience, and I went to a place that was just unbelievable. I was met by a spirit, and I was shown my future and my past. And part of what was shown in my future was to become they said that I would become a pastor. I would run an organization all in God's name. And that I would become very successful. everything they have showed me all came to pass. Wow. It's pretty incredible.
Mm.
So part of what was shown to me was they said that I would run a company all in God's name. So when I was brought back, I was out on the street. Well, at first I was in a mental institution. Then I became homeless. And then while I was out there, the Lord guided me and showed me how to formulate a company to become a 501c3. And I did this while I was out on the street. It was pretty incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. So I formulated a 501c3 on my own. I filled out all the paperwork on a park bench.
Mm. Wow.
I sent it in. I used my mother's address as a place of residence.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Wow. And what is Hope and Peace, and what was your vision for it?
You know, at first I didn't know, and as time went on, he guided me, and eventually what it is now, I do motivational speaking at a dual diagnosis drug treatment program.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I focus on this place called Poyalani,
mm-hmm.
Inc., which is a drug treatment program for people with mental issues, and that is my calling.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and do talks every now and then. I'm also a graduate of Poyalani,
mm-hmm.
A number of times. I'm able to show the residents that you can have a lot of issues, and there was a time when they said I would never be the same. I would always, at first they said I would never walk again, and I walked.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then they said I would never be mentally stable again, because I was actually, I was strapped to the floor of a padded room. There's one psychiatrist that said, I've never met a guy that was ever strapped to the floor of a padded room make it out.
Wow.
And my very first words to him was, do you believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, because with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with my credit. My credit score is 820.
Wow.
Mm. And there was a guy that was vice president of First Hawaiian Bank. And he actually told me that he came up to me one day, he shook my hand and said, you know what? You were a knucklehead. And I wouldn't even allow you to open a savings account in my bank.
Mm.
But then something started to happen. You started to coming in here making small payments, but you were paying back people.
Mm.
And they said, you know what? Today, your credit score is higher than mine. And then his wife had to say, yeah, I didn't think God had a credit score that high.
Yeah.
And my words to him was, do you believe in God? Because with God, all things are possible.
Mm. Greg, talk to us a little bit more. I loved what you just said, that you started paying back people. And, you know, that process of recovery and coming back, what is the importance of being responsible to do those kinds of things? I know you took that on and you made amends. Talk about making amends.
You know what? Financial responsibility is one of the key aspects to getting your life back on track. As long as you have people or institutions or creditors looking for you, hounding you, asking for their money, your life would never be stable. So I knew I owed so many people that I couldn't even begin to tell you. I owed every bank, every credit card company, every payday loan, every hospital, utility, every friend, family, everything. I paid them all off, and it was so big that I couldn't pay them off, any of them, off right away. Mm. I actually, what I did was I made agreements with them. I paid $5 each person a month.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told them, I said, I'm sorry, but that's all I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a guy that's throwing newspapers for my first job.
Mm.
And so what they did was they agreed. And in time, I was so responsible with paying my $5, and when I could, I paid them a little more. that there were some of them that actually cut me loose. They actually gave me love. They said, they said, you know what, Greg? You have been trying so hard. You don't owe me anything anymore.
Wow.
That's it.
Right.
We're gonna release you of your obligation. Mm. And today, I don't owe anyone. I when I got off the system, I owed Social Security Disability $19,000. I owed the state financial $8,000. I owed food stamps $5,000. And you know, I paid them all off. And that, today, my credit score is 820.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
And it didn't come overnight. It took me 20 years to get where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good for you.
And it took me 10 years of full-time employment to get where I'm at. So it hasn't been easy. There's been a lot of sacrifice. But today, my life is at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have creditors looking for me, which causes so much joy.
Absolutely. I can imagine.
So through sobriety, you can find the joy and you can find the peace that you seek.
Mm.
And it's through scripture. And the way I was able to obtain it was through obedience. See, God created the law for the disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
But he still loves us. And he still wants us to do good. But we just have to be obedient. We just have to learn to do the right things. And doing the right things is a whole lot easier than having to do the wrong things and always ducking and hiding.
Yeah. Greg, we're going to take a short break. And, you know, in our last segment of the show, I just really want to focus in on your speaking, your motivational speaking and what you have experienced. Speaking to those who are struggling themselves with drugs, mental illness, all the challenges that you can testify to that you yourself overcame. Where are we at with that? What are we facing as a society when we look at things like the war on drugs, the war on mental illness? We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to listen to this from the top of the show, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Greg Takemura's testimony. It's been an amazing one of someone who struggled but overcame with the help of God. God will always see us through if we trust him, and we know that he is going to be there to receive us and help us through every struggle, every trial. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, this is Lani Kaa in studio for Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. We're here today with Greg Takemura. If you'd like to listen to the entire 1 hour interview, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download Greg's interview, and it is a special one. Please download it and send it to somebody. Send the link and bless somebody today. Greg Takemura is a successful businessman. He's the resident manager and award-winning resident manager. He's also a founder of his own nonprofit, Hope and Peace. He's a motivational speaker for many organizations, like the American Lung Association, Po'ailani Drug Treatment Center, and Ku'aloha Olamau. Greg, thank you for being on our show and welcome back. What is your message when you speak to your audience?
My message is to have physical, mental, and spiritual strength, because all three of them are really, really important. Physical, by exercising and doing outdoors things, getting your body physically fit; mental, by reading, by doing, by studying, by trying to get your degree, high school diploma, even college if you care; and spiritual, getting grounded with our Father, learning Scripture, and disciplining yourself to be a better Christian, which is really, really helpful. I'm going to say this one thing. Without sobriety, you can never make your goal. And without goals, you cannot have sobriety. Mm-hmm. Those two things are hand in hand, goals and sobriety. Another thing is, we always talk about foul spirits. So foul spirits are real. The same thing as Jesus. Jesus is real. His teachings are real. It's very essential in our lives. We have to learn to obey and to follow Scripture, because those are the things that keep us grounded. Mm. And His ways are very, very easy. The foul spirits are the ones that are always on our shoulders. Mm. They're always trying to cause confusion, cause turmoil, cause anger, a lot of anger issues. So through Scripture, are we able to manage these spirits? Because they're everywhere. They're the ones that cause us and mislead us and make us go astray. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's how I was able to overcome.
Mm. I love what you just said. Without sobriety, you can't have goals. Without goals, you can't have sobriety.
Right.
Wow.
You can never have your sobriety without your goals, and you'll never have a goal.
Because your goals motivate you to let go, right, of some of the things that are holding you back.
It does. Mm-hmm. You know, I am so fortunate that I was able to see what is there. And because of it, my faith is really strong. Now, not everyone's fortunate enough, but, you know, and that's the reason why it's really important to find your purpose. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a purpose. And, you know, we go through a lot of trials in our lives, and they're not necessarily bad things. God always said, I would never hurt you. And whatever doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. Now, so we go through a lot of things in our lives, and it's for our purpose. Like, so I was on the run about 13 years ago, and I had a warrant out for my arrest. My family had a TRO on me, and they caught up to me. Mm-hmm. That very first night in OCCC, the Spirit came down to me and said, "You know what, Greg? You shall never have to pick up drugs again." And you know, since that day, I never picked up another drug or smoked another cigarette.
Wow.
And then he said,
"How long ago was that, Greg?"
That was 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just about 13 years
you.
Ago. And then he said, "You know, all the things that you went through, all the prisons, the homelessness, the mental institutions, and the care homes and nursing homes, all that was all instruction. You see, you could never give something you don't have. Now you've been there and you've lived it and done it.
Mm-hmm.
Now your people, they will listen to you and they will follow you because you've been there, done that,
mm-hmm.
and you have the instruction. So here it is. We are the clay,
mm-hmm.
and our Father is the master potter.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
We go through our life, and He molds us and shapes us into our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is, what I've concluded is, there is no such thing as a bad thing. Everything we go through is good, because God has His hand on us and is only strengthening us mm-hmm. and preparing us for our purpose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, you know, mm-hmm. some people might dispute that, but that's how I look at it. You know, and I tell guys, I said, look at how I think about my family putting a TRO on me. I said, I don't look at it as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I tell families, you know what? What might save your son or daughter is putting a TRO on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
that is what partially saved me, because I realized how bad of a guy I was
mm-hmm.
and how much I needed to make a change.
Yeah.
And that motivated me to do something so they wouldn't do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, as you meet your audience, talking to them, I have a question about this war we have. Is there hope? Is there hope in our war against drugs and mental illness? And what can we as a community do just to get more involved?
You know, first of all, it's really important for people that in my viewpoint, what we need to do is we need to have more people making laws that have been there and done that. In our government, we have all these politicians passing all these rules and laws
mm-hmm.
that pertain to drug addicts and the homeless. They don't have people that have been on the street there helping make decisions. You know, it's kind of like me telling you how to paddle a canoe, yet I've never been in a canoe.
Mm.
But, you know, I've watched a ton of video, and I've watched a ton of videos, and I've been in the boat, but I've never paddled, and I've never been involved. And here I am trying to tell you what you need to do to make the boat go faster.
Mm.
It's like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We need to have more people that have been there, done that, trying to help people, help our politicians
mm-hmm.
make decisions yeah. on good sense regulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? What about hope and peace? What do you see as the future for you and your nonprofit and your work?
You know, one of these days, I would like to set up a ride on a bicycle, a ride across the nation, where we'll call it the million bike ride, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of drug addicts and homeless have bicycles and they can help participate. So we can have a million homeless and drug addicts riding bicycles,
mm-hmm.
all in a line across the nation, and that would be incredible. And you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, things when people see numbers, changes happen. It's something that I would like to do.
Mm.
before I get too old.
That's amazing. Greg, we've had a wonderful day with you. Before we leave, I'd really like to ask if you're okay with it, if you would like to pray. And specifically, sure, whatever God places on your heart, but especially for those who are listening to this, who really needed this message today, whether it's a family member waiting for their loved one to return, or maybe one of a friend who is struggling, just as you did at one time. Would you mind praying for our audience?
I would love to.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Father, for having your hand on all my brothers and sisters out there who are struggling with addiction and homeless. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. Mm-hmm. You have blessed us with each other, and with each other, we can make a change through the motivations and through the guidance of others. We can make a change. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that foul spirit that follows us around, and I cast you out. Lord, you've always said, suit us up with the armor of Christ, the helmet, the breastplate, the sword, and the shield to protect us. Only through you are we able to find the peace and the strength to overcome. Thank you. May we continue to follow you through your guidance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Greg. Those are wise words from Greg Takemura. Thank you so much, Greg, for being a part of our show today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
These are inspiring words from Greg Takemura. There is no better time. What a great message, you know, praying for those who really need those prayers, the homeless, the lost, identifying, testifying, bringing them hope. If you're there, or if you know someone who's there, share the love of Christ with them today. They really need it. If you haven't done so yourself, today is the day for you to receive Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com and click on Get to Know Jesus if you can. There's more information about him. If you'd like to help us with financial support, make a donation, and especially to pray, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Partners, let us know. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to our guest, Greg Takemura. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.